Have you ever hit a creative wall, roadblock you couldn't get around? Well, after releasing a couple of albums with her own song, Charlene Kay was stuck until she went on the road singing for another band, San Fermin, and there she rediscovered her voice. You can hear it in five songs in her new EP, Honey. Now I have you. Charlene Kay, who goes by Kay on this album, joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how did this work creatively?
Well, the short version of the story is that I had been on tour with a previous album of mine. And then, as it happens, I was embarking on the next era of writing and trying to figure out what the next thing I wanted to do was. But some life experiences sort of created roadblocks in the creative process. I was dealing with a breakup and feeling really sad all the time and not quite sure how I was going to channel the inspiration to move forward and in the freest way possible. And
forgive me, I mean, I don't get a vote, but you understand there's a long history of songwriters using breakups to propel themselves creatively.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I thought I was the first.
Well, so Armies is the first song you wrote when you came out of your creative old ennui. Let's listen, if we can, to a bit of Armies. That's you and the guitar, right?
Uh-huh.
When did you first pick up a guitar?
Well, my first instrument was classical piano. My parents kind of shoved every instrument under the sun into my hands when I was younger. But my hindrance was that I'm a very poor sight reader, and so I was trying to do recitals and all this stuff, and I was just hopelessly inept. But when I picked up guitar, I discovered that I could play songs that I actually loved and that I'd heard on the radio, and so songs like of Nirvana's and Michelle Branch and Weezer and these power chordy punk rock influenced songs. I was suddenly being able to make those sounds that my heroes made was so invigorating to me. And so I think I was about 13 or 14 when I first discovered that power.
New song on this EP, another song on this EP. Let's turn to Porcelain. I can play it dumb until you come undone. Pretend I'm porcelain. I'm now the poster princess. Pretend I'm porcelain. Another poster princess. You writing about yourself?
Yeah.
Or way people see you, you know?
I think that song is exploring my narrative not only as a woman in the music industry, but as an Asian American woman in the music industry, and feeling always wondering whether I belong or not. And growing up with not very many Asian American pop stars for me to look up to, and not seeing really anybody that looked like me, and getting excited at the ones that did. So I was really excited about Mike Shinoda in Linkin Park, for example, and Cassandra in Wayne's World, because I was like, oh yes, like somebody that looks like me, like I can do this. All my life I've lived on the outside. It's fine, I shouldn't be surprised. You say so much with your eyes. Well, I'm fading in your grip again. I'm milk toast and I'm not again. Will you miss me when I'm just like them? Will you miss me when So yeah, I think there's always been an element of like feeling like I'm a little on the outside and coming to terms with where do I belong? And there's a whole dimension of image and artifice that goes along with this job that I desperately want, and how do I come to terms with that aspect of it? And so it's kind of about me reclaiming that sense of identity that I feel like was a little muddled during those couple years where I was wondering how to proceed and who I wanted to be.
Are things changing on that score, do you think, in this society?
Oh, absolutely. I think not as quickly as I might like, but I'm very inspired by strong Asian American voices like Constance Wu and John Cho and people that are really making their voices heard. But my goal ultimately is to be a role model for young Asian American girls who might not think that they can be rock stars or pop stars because they don't see anybody that looks like them doing that. And it's hard to be what you don't see.
May I ask, who are you carrying?
Well, I originally wrote the song for my younger sister, Leanne. She was having a very hard year. For some reason, I feel like 2013 was just one of those apocalyptic years where everybody was going through a really hard time, including myself. And so I realized after I wrote that song that I needed it as much as she did. And you just keep it inside until you feel the landmines erupting under you. Keep it inside between the moons and midnights. But it's just the view.
You know, we noticed, none of us here could recall somebody writing a song about their sister that way. It's
oh,
very,
really?
It's very lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Exploring a different kind of love and commitment, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that song is my favorite song in the EP, and I think there was something really powerful about the realization that unconditional love does not necessarily have to be romantic.
May I ask where your sister is in life now?
She's doing better, thank you so much. Yeah, she lives in New York too, and she and I are very close. We're constant collaborators. She's worked on both music videos from this EP so far.
Oh, that's wonderful. This must please your parents a lot.
Yeah, I hope so.
Charlene Kay, her new EP, under the moniker Kay, is called Honey, and it's out now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.